Welcome to this edition of the Heartfelt Ministries podcast with your host, counselor, author, women's minister, and Bible teacher, Dr. Joneal Kirby. Each week, Dr. Kirby, aka Dr. Mom, will give you practical life encouragement as she hits on topics like, do you want your kids to know and love God? Are you struggling with time to make memories with your children? Do you want to build a legacy of faith in your family? Is it your deep desire to have a stronger marriage? How can you be a good friend in today's social society? Dr. Kirby shares her heart with you, hoping you'll be refreshed and blessed each week. Heartfelt Ministries is an international women's ministry helping women all over the globe reach God's potential for women based in Titus 2. Now, for today's podcast, here's our host, the founder of Heartfelt Ministries, Joneal Kirby.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Heartfelt Podcast. I hope you are a regular listener with us here on our podcast. We post new ones each Friday, but we do have an archive. And if you will go to the website, heartfeltministries.org, you can scroll down and find all of the other podcasts that we have done before this. There's quite a bit there. And I encourage you to listen if you have not. And let us know what speaks to your heart. That's our goal here at Heartfelt Ministries, is to speak to your heart and bless you. And we have prayed that God will reach out to you through whatever means we're doing, whether it's through our blog or our social media, through this podcast, through our radio program. However it is that God can use us to minister to you, we have already prayed that that will be done in the name of Jesus. So today I welcome you back, and I'm so thankful for your listening. And I want to talk to you a little bit today just about where we were in this previous study, because we are going to continue our study about Abigail, who became a very, very important person to King David. And in this reading that I'm going to be doing today, you can follow along with the biblical story. It's in 1 Samuel 25. I will have to tell you that in this lesson I'm bringing to you, I fictionalized a lot of it, but I have done a lot of reading and research about Abigail and David and about the times that they were living in to give some historical context to this Bible lesson. Because her story is so lengthy and just so full of wisdom and so full of details, it was important, I thought, to divide this lesson up into two parts. So I have already done the first part of Abigail's lesson, and that's in a podcast that you can find on the website. If you have not heard it, you may want to go back there and hear the first lesson. And now on the second lesson, we're going to be dealing with Abigail's story from 1 Samuel 25, 39 through 40. You know, the story of Abigail and David is a favorite of many of us. It's one of the most dramatic and truth-filled tales that's told in the Old Testament. I believe that their story is dramatic in that it illustrates beautifully the saying that truth is stranger than fiction. The core of this story is that David's relationship with Abigail emerges from a solution that she created that protected him and his future royal position. Wisdom that when you know the story, could only come to Abigail from God. Abigail also showed her faithfulness to her husband, even though he was known for his foolishness and his anger, and he was attempting to destroy everything that they had. In her faithfulness to her husband and to their home, she really was trying to protect him. But ultimately, God's providence was to protect Abigail. And that's where the story is going to take up today. I want to enter the story, though, by first going back and telling you a little bit about where we were by using some of Abigail's own words. She found the courage to approach David and his 600 men who were rapidly coming towards her and her husband's property with the intent of destroying all of it. But David heard this from her. "My master, the Lord God will certainly make a lasting dynasty for you because you fight the Lord's battles. Surely evil will not find you or be in you for all of your days. Lord and master, my husband is a fool, as his name says, and God will deal with him." Abigail stood up, adjusted her linen wrap, and presented the food gifts that she had brought to David. She went on to tell him, "Now please forgive any wrong that I have done and accept this gift which your maidservant has brought to you, my lord. And please give it to your young men for nourishment." Abigail added with a gracious bow, "And should anyone pursue you to take your life will surely be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God and the lives of your enemies. God will hurl them away out of the pocket of a sling." Abigail realized that David was listening to her. She sensed that David, who had been a hero of Israel in years past, had been chased into the life he lived now by the wrath of King Saul. She was aware that someday David could be the unifying force in Israel. She must have known by God's providence that David was destined to be king. And so she said to him, "When the Lord has done for you every good thing that he has promised concerning you and has appointed you leader over Israel, my master will not have on his conscience the grief of a troubled heart over shedding blood through vengeance." Abigail's heart beat faster as she added, "Master, when the Lord has brought success, I ask that you remember your servant." Abigail grasped the consequences that could occur because she had spoken so boldly to David. Would he listen to her? Would he be angry because she was so outspoken? Would he understand and be moved by her plea? She prayed silently, "Please, God, do not allow David to take matters into his hands. Why should he risk everything that you have given him and all that you have promised him for a moment of revenge against a fool?" Well, David did listen to Abigail. He looked directly at her and softly answered her, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who sent you here this day to speak to me, and blessed be your wisdom. And blessed be you who this day have kept me from bloodshed and vengeance, for the revenge would have been my own. And as the Lord God of Israel lives, I would have taken Nabal's life and all of his men and servants before morning light. But because you came quickly to greet me, you have restrained me with your discerning words." David then distributed the nourishing food that Abigail had brought to him and his men, and then dismissed her by saying, "Go now to your house in peace. I have listened to you, and I grant your request." Well, that was in our last lesson. And as we told Abigail and David's story, there are some conclusions that I wanted to reflect on here. Abigail prayed as she returned home from her successful meeting this prayer: "What praise I have on my lips to you today, God my Father." We know that she must have been anticipating having to tell Nabal what trouble he had incited. But the sight that met her on arriving home was Nabal lying in the middle of a large banquet feast. He was drunk and snoring loudly. She realized that waiting until morning to inform her husband of the events of the day would be much better. And she was exhausted and knew the astonishing news that required her full concentration and Nabal's full attention deserved a good night's sleep. She realized that when Nabal learned that he had risked his entire wealth and household, he would be surprised. So right then she was glad she didn't have to face him. But the next morning, when the hungover Nabal learned how close that he had come to being slain by David, the news did stun him. immediately he had a stroke and was comatose. And within 10 days, the Lord struck Nabal dead. It wasn't long before David heard of Nabal's death. His first thought at hearing this was, "Praise be to God that he has defended me against Nabal, and I didn't shed his blood. God took vengeance and kept me from doing wrong." You can read that in 1 Samuel 25:39 if you're reading along with us. How grateful David was that he had been spared from the violent act that he had planned. And he realized, too, that the death of Abigail's husband meant that she was free of her marriage. Since their encounter that day, David had thought a lot about the wise, courageous woman who had bravely confronted him. Her beauty, along with her soothing words, calmed his anger and allowed him to accept the more careful solution that Abigail had presented. He was impressed that she had challenged such a dangerous situation. Her approach was both bold and gracious. In listening to her wisdom, he controlled his blazing rage. Abigail's reasoned response helped him to reconsider what he was about to do, and prudently, it caused him to change his course. David realized this was all because of Abigail. What an influential part she had played in his life. He decided right then what must be done. David sent word and asked Abigail to come before him once again. The more he thought about her, he had finally made a decision. He sent word to her through one of his servants, and David asked Abigail if she would become his wife. 1 Samuel 25:39-40 tells us this. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, "Praise be to the Lord who has upheld my cause against Nabal for treating me with contempt. He has kept his servant from doing wrong and has brought Nabal's wrongdoing down on his own head." David then sent word to Abigail, asking her to become his wife. His servants went to Carmel and said to Abigail, "David has sent us to you to take you to become his wife." Well, certainly, we know that Abigail must have been humbled by David's request. And in keeping with that humble nature, she bowed low to David's servant and said, "Send word to your master and say to him, 'I am his lowly maidservant, and I am ready to serve and wash the feet of my master's servants.'" 1 Samuel 25:41. Her maidservants then assembled her needs and joined her for the journey. And Abigail once again rode out to meet David. Well, from this, we see God's favor on both Abigail and now David through this. David, a man after God's own heart, received God's favor in what way? Well, we see here that Abigail has been a very wise woman, and she had a huge impact on the life of David. This was definitely a favor upon David from God. She, or Abigail rather, protected her husband that she had, and then David, who later would become her husband. Abigail and David both received special favor from God. This event, which was God in his providence to protect David, was a blessing and a favor from God. The rash and reckless situation, the irresponsible Nabal, and then David's rash response that followed really didn't give Abigail any time to work on her relationship with God. Because she had no time to waste, she couldn't stop and work on any of her spiritual flaws. Abigail had to have a swift response. With her wisdom and out of a humble, obedient heart to God, she was already prepared to do hard things. Her faithfulness to God's way is reflected in the sensible and gracious manner in which she handled a difficult and dangerous situation. She showed herself to be spiritually wise. Abigail was prepared to handle the toughest moments of her life, she had already done what it took to hold on in hard times. She had been a woman holding on to the hand of God for a long time. Prior to all of this happened, she had spent much time with the Lord. So, in spite of the complex situation she was faced with all its danger, she performed well. She relied on her relationship with the Lord that she had already established in order to do tough things in tough times. Thinking through the way that God intervened in the life of Abigail and David, is there anything that you would need to start doing in order to be ready for hard times? Is there anything in your life right now that needs to change to be prepared for a destructive battle that may come soon, tomorrow, or someday soon from the evil one? See, the time to prepare for battle is not on the battlefield. What are you going to do to be ready when Satan brings the battle to your doorstep? Will you be ready? Take some time right now to pray about that preparation. What do you need to do to get ready and to surrender totally to Jesus Christ? Get spiritually ready to face the hard times that the battles will come from the evil one, but you'll be prepared just as our dear, precious, wise Abigail was. Let me pray for you right now. Oh, dear God, how gracious you are to us. How in your providence over our lives do you intervene? So often when we don't even recognize that you are there, you are right here with us, and we praise your name for that. Thank you for your constant presence that you have given us through the act of indwelling us with your Spirit. Father, thank you for the Spirit. Thank you for the name of Jesus, which of all names is most powerful. Father, I pray right now for those who are listening to this Bible study and to this prayer who need you. I pray, Father, for their repentance, which is in their heart. I pray that as they confess those sins and spiritual flaws, Father, that you will bless them and grace them with your forgiveness and then with your power, Father, to overcome anything, to be a conqueror over the evil one that wants to steal what you have given them. Father, I pray through the powerful name of Jesus Christ that you will prevail and that we will be women of God who will stand firm in the face of any battle that we may be facing today, tomorrow, or in the future. That through the power of Jesus' name, we will be and we are more than conquerors. Amen. Well, God bless your day. Please join us each week here on the Heartfelt Podcast. There will be more Bible studies, more interviews, and more helpful hints for how you can live a God-blessed life. Now go out and have a God-blessed day. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.